Summertime Pop. Summertime Pop. Summertime Pop.
Good morning, you know what time it is. It is time for, we'll put a pin in this. This is Amy Sow, and I am your host, and as I am usually, but just wanted to say, today is a beautiful day. We have pretty sunny out. This is my usual weather spiel, the way we start off most shows, but I don't know, today we don't really have a theme, as usual again, and I don't know, we have some the usual suspects today, but get excited. We have some Japanese breakfast, the birds, Mitsuki. Anna, that's for you. I know you're seeing Mitsuki today, so, and for anyone else who's seeing Mitsuki today, I'm sure it's an exciting day for you, and hopefully that day will come for all of us. But, yeah, to start us off, we have Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast, so hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. Okay, that was Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast off Jubilee, and that was from 2021. It does say this is the Korean version. It came out again with another song in 2022. I forget what that song is, and I don't know totally what that means, but I do like this version a lot. Now we have, let's see, oh yes, okay, I always forget this, but guys, you're listening to it. We'll put a pin in this, and this is Amy, again, WMFO Medford. But yeah, I say this because, or I named the show We'll Put a Pin in This because I didn't know what I wanted to name the show. Little piece of lore for you. And I feel like this has been a reoccurring theme throughout the, like, I don't know. This is all to apologize for not planning well. This is, we're gonna go to New Hampshire and then we didn't book our Airbnb in time. So, sorry, Angela. Next time when we try to plan our Acadia trip, I'm sure it's gonna go better. So, we put a pin in that a little bit too long, and I guess, guys, maybe don't put a pin in things if you can help it. Sometimes I just can't help it, though. Anyway, we have, and also, this is the 13th episode of the show. It feels like it's been a lot longer, because, I don't know, I think there was a time, oh, I had an alternating show, that's why. So I've been doing this for about, like, 6-ish months now. So, yeah, here we are. Now, next up, we have Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds off of the album Turn, 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 1965. This song, my mom put on a playlist that she made for me, so I always think of her when I when I hear it. So, shout out mom for this one. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Turn, Turn, Turn. Tragedy. Season turn, turn, turn. Okay, that was Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds, again off their 1965 album, Turn, Turn, Turn. And, I don't know, I really like that song. Super upbeat, super fun. There is no easy way to transition to this, and I do want to say it though. I feel like I've surpassed being a weather app kid, and now I'm a word hunt kid. I'm a game pigeon word hunt kid. If you see me in a social situation and I'm looking at my phone, I'm not looking at anything important. I am most certainly playing a word hunt, and whose fault is that? It is no one's fault but my own, but I feel like a lot of my friends are enabling it right now, and I'm not mad about it. Just, like, boggle on your phone. So, if anyone wants to play me in word hunt, literally any time of the day, I will be there. I will be there for you. So, this, yeah, I just had to get that off my chest. Next up, we have the one, the only, Mitski. This is The Only Heartbreaker off of her album. I feel like it's explicit, so I'm not gonna say it, but it's her 2022 album. And the song is really, I don't know, fun, and I feel like it's synthy. I'm totally forgetting what it sounds like now, but you guys are gonna hear it in a second. But yeah, here we go. Super fun again, and again, Anna, super jealous that you're seeing Mitski tonight, but have so much fun. So here we go. This is The Only Heartbreaker by Mitski. Okay, yeah, so that was The Only Heartbreaker by Mitski. I really like that song. It's giving me 80s pop, but with a twist. But yeah, thank you, Anna, for that song. This is, next up, we have The Eels. I've been listening to them a little bit more lately. I think that, I went on to That Look You Gave That Guy radio, and then I actually really liked it, so now we're just like kind of listening to music in that vein. But this is called Last Stop, This Town, and it's a different type of music. I feel like it's more like raw, less synthy. So let me know what you guys think. But this is Last Stop, This Town. And I don't know why, but this song is making me want bagels. So maybe I'm going to go get a bagel after this. But yes, here we go. Last Stop, This Town. Okay, so that was Last Stop, This Town by The Eels, and I don't know, I just think that song is fun, like, or funny as well, but I feel like I'm, like, road tripping when I'm listening to that song, and it's like, I'm in the desert, so maybe you guys felt that way too, let me know. Next up we have, this is, you guys have gotta be, like, no surprises here, this is the 1975's new song part of the band, and I really love it. It's different enough from their old stuff that, like, I can tell that they're going somewhere, which I appreciate, and it's also the same enough that I'm, like, still, like, nostalgic and, like, emotionally attached to it. So they're doing something right, it seems, but also I think this is the first time that the song's being played in the station, so that's exciting. Hope you guys love this one. This is Part of the Band by the 1975.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hand. And my imagination, I was living my best life, living my parents' way before. for the pain penance and verbal penance. And my, 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 cancellation. About the people, baby.
See, that's kind of the idea.
At home somewhere that I don't like, it's the far from motorbikes, coming to the lights. I can't get the language right, just tell me what song they like. Some vaccinista, toe bag chic baristas, sitting east on the communist keistas, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staying in the pages of the nation. Xanax and a new part. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
Okay, that was part of the band by the 1975, and I really appreciate the variety of instruments in that song. I feel like a lot of their other stuff, it's more, I don't know, like focused into one type of sound, but there's a lot going on there. There's like lots to listen to, and I'm like hearing new stuff every time I hear it. So, super, super cool by them. I don't know, but yeah, I do want to say, I feel like it's been, I don't know how you guys organize your Spotify's, but, I do one playlist for, like, one new playlist for the month, so I have, like, a July, August, whatever playlist, and I feel like at the end of the month, like, I can tell it was a good month if that playlist is stacked, and if any of you were wondering, the July playlist is stacked, so there's lots of new, I don't know, I feel like my Spotify Wrapped is going to be really different than it has been in years past, and I'm excited to see it, because the 1975 was the number one top artist for like 5 years in a row, and then it was MGK. That was during COVID, So I was going through something happened, and now we're out of that. But I'm excited to see who's next for the top spot. But next up we have, I know we were kind of breaking up the theme, kind of like an older, newer sound, every other, but now we're gonna do just like kind of in the vein of the 1975. So now we have Anywhere. This is by Passenger off of their 2016 album, Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. And I really like this song. I feel like it's another kind of like road trippy, like happy, light song. So hope you guys like this one. This is Anywhere by Passenger.
Go climbing on trees, go through every emotion. When you know that they don't care, darling, that's when I'm with you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. If you get up in a jet plane or down in a submarine, if you get onto the next train to somewhere you've never been, you wanna ride in a fast car and feel the wind in your hair, darling, just look beside you, or I'll go with you anywhere. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's true. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. If you get up in the hillside, if you ride out on the plains, if you go digging up dirt, if you go out dancing in the rain, if you go chasing in rainbows just to find the gold ain't there, darling, just look behind you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. Darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the night time when it's through. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere with you.
Okay, that was Anywhere by Passenger, and I don't know, that one's a really lighthearted, fun song, and yeah, but now it's PSA time, so I picked one out. It's called Mental Health National Anti-Stigma live announcer copy. Okay, so we have a couple blurbs I'm gonna read you guys. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you that chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you that kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, period. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how you can support someone dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Okay, guys, so hopefully that wasn't too monotone, but yeah, be a good friend, I guess. All good stuff. But yeah, I don't know. When I was in first grade, even, my teacher said I sounded like a robot when I'm reading, so hopefully it's not too bad on air. But next up, we have Where We Are by the Lumineers, and I didn't think I would ever get to a point where I'd be playing the Lumineers on the radio, but here we are. This one's a little bit sadder of a song, but I still really like, I don't know, there are two different parts, and I think it's cool they like clash well together. So this is Where We Are by the Lumineers, and off their album Bright Side, and hope you guys enjoy.
Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be okay. Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be okay. Laying on the table like I wasn't even there, holding on the steering wheel and coming up for air. What was that? Driving in the rain, what was that? Calling out your name, staring at the ceiling, fan and feeling far away, leaning on the reasons like it wasn't even fair. What was that? Driving in the rain, what was that? Calling out your name. Where we are, I don't know where we are, but it will be. Driving in the rain, what was that? Calling out your name.
Where We Are by the Lumineers. I really love the like deep piano sound that song has, and I don't know, those are my favorite parts. But yeah, next up we have Worms by the Japanese House, and I said that very fast, so I'm gonna say it again. It's Worms by the Japanese House, and I think the song is really cool as well. One of the songs that I did want to play that I'm actually not going to today is This is I think Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John, and I wanted to play because I told you guys this last week, but I just finished Billie Jean King's autobiography, All In, and it was so good. And I actually didn't know this, but Billie and Elton John were really good friends. I think they met at a dinner party or something, and they had a lot of differences, but a lot of similarities in their lives. Like, they were both famous, I think they were both queer. So they were dealing with a lot of that, and I think, I don't know, he wrote Philadelphia Freedom for her, so I just thought that was a cool little fact. even if I'm not going to play it today. Anyway, we have Worms by the Japanese House. And oh, also, yeah, I just needed to plug that for Billie Jean King. So, we're doing the work for Billie. I'm her whole marketing team right now. But yeah, anyway, this is Worms by the Japanese House, and this is off Good at Falling. This is maybe one of my favorite songs off the album. If you like this song, you should try Maybe You're the Reason, Saw You in a Dream, and Follow My Girl. So if you like this, you will like those songs off of Good at Falling as well. So here we go, Worms by the Japanese House. Okay, that was Worms by the Japanese House, and again, if you liked that song, I think you'll really like Follow My Girl, and Saw You in a Dream, and pretty much any of the songs off Good at Falling. But yeah, there's a certain lightness to that song that reminds me of, like, the end of a movie song. Like, I have a playlist that's just, like, songs that should be at the end of the movie, a movie, or songs that are at the end of movies, but I don't know, there's a very distinct, like, feeling to it, and I don't know, it also reminds me, I just finished watching Castle in the Sky, the Studio Ghibli movie. It kind of reminds me of that. It's like a childlike wonder. But anyway, I did really like that movie, and I'm trying to do the whole franchise. Is it called a franchise? I don't know. But I'm trying to watch all the Studio Ghibli movies. If you guys have any recommendations, I think I heard Porco Rosso is really good, so I might do that one next. But if there's any that you really love, let me know, and I'll put it higher on my list. So, next up, we have... I was bouncing between two, and I think I'm going to do Charlie Boy by the Lumineers. And this is the second Lumineers song, first time that's ever happened. But the song's really cute, super sweet, again, more like picnic music, very quaint, and I think you guys will like it. So here we go, this is Charlie Boy by the Lumineers, off of the Lumineers. Here we go.
Charlie boy, don't go to war. First born in 44, and Kennedy made him believe we could do much more.
Raise your rifles to the sky.
Okay, that was Charlie Boy by the Lumineers. And here we go. I don't know how many times I've said okay and or here we go in this radio show. I feel like it's definitely more prevalent in this show than my other shows. Anyway, next up we have a song called Prom Night by Mere Fontaine. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't know if you guys know Guilty Conscience by 007 Shake. But one of them sampled the other, and I don't know who. So I will get back to you guys with that information after this song, but you'll definitely hear the resemblance. It's the first time I heard it, I got really excited. But yeah, Lara showed me this song, and, hope you guys like it. It's definitely different than Charlie Boy by the Lumineers, but here we go.
Time and do it right. Ay, I got a big pet peeve of sleeping alone. Ay, it's the world versus you and I. You know I helped build you up. Ay, but you'd rather treat me like you did it all on your own. Ay, maybe we should take our time and do it right. Ay, I got a big pet peeve of sleeping. Time and do it right. I got a big pet peeve of sleeping alone. Hey, it's the world versus you and I. You know I helped build you up. Hey, but you'd rather treat me like you did it all on your own. Hey, maybe we should take our time.
Okay, that was Prom Night by Mere Fontaine, and to answer that question that I posed previously, Prom Night came out in 2019, and Guilty Conscience by 007 Shake came out 1 year later, so I'm willing to bet that Shake sampled from Fontaine. So, anyway, we have a couple songs left. We got 10 minutes left here. Have 3 songs in 10 minutes. 2 of them are going to fit. I think I know which ones we're gonna do. We're gonna start with And She Was by the Talking Heads. And we're gonna lead into, you guys will see what's next. So hopefully you enjoy this one, And She Was by the Talking Heads.
Now she's starting to rise. And she was drifting through the backyard, and she was taking off her dress, and she was moving very slowly, rising up above the earth.
Love that song, super fun. I don't know, yeah, that was And She Was by the Talking Heads. And next up we have Forever by, this is, I don't know how to say this, Churches, but spelled with a V instead of a U. I think you guys know them or have heard some of their music before, but this song reminds me of a very specific time period, I think during COVID, when Elite came out, and Elite was still good. But I believe they played this song in season 2, or something. You guys might remember it, but yeah. And I do, this is gonna be my last little section before I go off air. I think it was a great show today. Again, if you liked anything you heard today, tune in next week, Tuesday at 10 a.m., and, might be doing a show tomorrow at 12 p.m., tune in for that as well if you'd like. I know Harrison is out in Europe, so that is why I'm going to be subbing his show, maybe, so we'll see, but, yeah, and, okay, one last thing, the themes, let's talk about the themes of the show. I know today we have very, very little theme, very little connection between our songs, and, if that's too jarring, I'm thinking about doing a theme for the next show, and I might want to do love songs, so I think that could be fun, because I know a lot of like weird ones that aren't traditional, but keep your eyes out, might be doing a theme in the next couple weeks. But here we go, our last song for the day. This is Forever by Churches with a V off of Love is Dead, and hope you guys all have a great rest of your day. Here we go, last song.
My time. WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. I have a great show lined up for you today. There'll be lots of new music, recent releases.